Welcome to Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. My name is Chip DeBlock, and I'm your host, and we're a group of law enforcement professionals that talk about today's news and issues, but we do it from a law enforcement perspective. And I'm going to introduce the crew. Guys, if you don't mind waiting for the video portion of our show, Chief Joel Schultz. He is also at schultzco@gmail.com. So that's his last name, Schultz, schultzco@gmail.com. Yeah, we're going to be talking about some of his books today, so I can't wait to see what he's got within hand's reach a little bit later. Captain Brett Bartlett, retired with 32 years of exemplary law enforcement experience from the Tampa Police Department. He's also the founder of Exumbra Defense Solutions at exumbradefense.com. I got to ask him sometime today how he came up with a name for that. That's going to be an interesting. We'll do that live. Also, a shout out to our sponsors, our title sponsor, Gauls at Gauls.com. This is technically Leo Roundtable presented by Gauls.com. Also, Compliant Technologies, our satellite sponsor. Thanks to them, we went satellite radio on May the 5th, and we have not looked back since. We're having a blast on satellite. Gunlearn.com, BlueTheGold.com, MyMedicare.live, and Safeguard Recruiting, our streaming sponsor. And thanks to them, we're streaming to a ton of locations right now that have 1.5 million followers. And also Two Bells, they built a new online store at leoroundtable.com. Check that out. You can get cool shirts like the one I'm wearing right now at Two Bells. Also, a shout out to Brian Burns for the Tampa Free Press at tampafp.com. Thank you for carrying our content, Brian. Also, Ray Dietrich, former lawman.com and lawofficer.com. Thanks to all these entities for helping make the show happen. And now here's what we're going to be talking about today, guys. Illegal alien released by Joe Biden shoots an off-duty Border Patrol agent in the face. You guys may have already heard about this. It's a horrible story. At least our agent was able to return fire and put three in the bad guy. Then we got Dallas Apple stores kept losing product. Now they're accusing a police officer in the thefts, according to an affidavit. Then we've got a video showing a teen rob a detective at gunpoint during an undercover operation. Kind of scary, brings back some memories for us. Dash cam shows a New Mexico state trooper fatally shooting Jesus Rubio during a traffic stop. We've got Colorado Springs police. They released a video of a deadly shooting of an armed guy in the downtown area. And then finally, Amherst police released a video of an incident where an officer ended up being stabbed and the suspect was shot. We got some scary stuff. If we have time to get to it, we have also a Fort Lauderdale police body cam of an officer fatally shooting a suspect armed with an airsoft gun. Of course, we have no way to tell. So that's the lineup so far. So if you guys are ready, let's go ahead and jump into the very first one and see what we got. RVMnews.com, which stands for Red Voice Media, illegal alien released by Joe Biden shoots an off-duty Border Patrol agent in the face. The video, it's from a distance. It's not real clear, but you know, if you know what happened, it all makes sense. An off-duty, and I remember I'm saying an off-duty U.S. Border Patrol agent, he ended up being shot in the face. But listen where he's at. He's in New York City. It's an attempted armed robbery by a moped-riding illegal alien in a New York City state park. And this happened on Saturday night, according to law enforcement sources. And I said state park. It's a New York City park. The federal agent, despite his injuries, he was able to return fire and he wounded the assailant, who is now in custody. That's because he went to the hospital. The incident occurred around 11:50 in the evening. It's Fort Washington Park, located along the Hudson River in Manhattan. The 42-year-old agent, who they're not identifying, was sitting on a rock with a female companion when two guys roll up on the moped and they want to rob him. And there's a struggle, and one of the suspects opened fire. He hits the agent in the face and in the left forearm. Despite being seriously wounded, the agent draws his firearm, returns fire, and he hits one of the assailants multiple times, three times. The suspect, later identified as 21-year-old Miguel Francisco Mora Nunez, three gunshot wounds, had to go to a hospital in the Bronx to get treatment, and that's where they took the sucker into custody. The second suspect, at least at this article, says he was still at large. The Department of Homeland Security's Christy Noem confirmed that Mora, our bad guy, is a Dominican national. He entered the U.S. illegally through the southern border in April of 2023. Gee, who was in charge back then, Brett? And he was reportedly released from custody at the time due to insufficient detention space. And they just gave him a notice to appear because, you know, they'll always appear in front of an immigration judge, right? If they get notice to appear, right? So Mora has a lengthy criminal record in the United States. Is that a shock to anybody? So he comes over illegally. We don't hold him and detain him. And now we let him running around. And so it goes on to say that in New York City, he's been arrested at least four times, and he was released without bail on each of those occasions. get that. And keep listening. This is going to start to ding, ding, ding. Hopefully some of the Democrats that maybe if any listen to the show, the light bulbs will start to go off. In August of 2024, so last year, Moore was arrested twice within days, once for allegedly assaulting a pregnant woman, and then again for threatening another illegal immigrant. He was going to kill him with a machete. And then in November of 2024, he was arrested for violating an order of protection, and a bench warrant was issued for his arrest in January of 2025. And despite all this pattern of criminal activity, he was not detained by immigration authorities or held in custody by local officials. And sources say that his prior arrest in New York resulted in his release under the city's bail reform policies. It's just crazy. The injured federal agent currently, at the time that wrote the article, was undergoing surgery, what was in stable condition, according to the Department of Homeland Security. And so that's what we have, guys. This is the plight that we're in. And Trump and our you know, our brothers and sisters, law enforcement, have to clean up the mess. What do you think, Captain Brett?
Going back to when he came across the border, here's what I've never understood. Maybe somebody can explain it. Once they catch these people who cross the border, why didn't they put them in a big bus, drive back to the fence at the border, open the fence, and go get out, get on the other side of the fence, and then close the fence behind them? I don't understand why they just take them and then let them go. Send them back across the fence. If you have two big gates, even faster. But why didn't they gather them up, take them to the border, and shove them back into Mexico? I don't get it. Well, except I do get it, because the more people they bring to the United States, the more that will vote in the Democratic side, because you don't have to have ID for that. I don't get it.
Yeah, well, you know, you're going to have people on the other side screaming, due process, they're illegal aliens, but they call them, they don't call it by the name illegal aliens, right? They'll call them migrants, right?
Well, Chip, if I caught somebody in my house, and they're not supposed to be in my house, would I say, listen, here's a piece of paper, sit down, let me get you some medical and some food, but I guess you can stay. I would kick them out of my house.
Dude,
shove them out the front door.
Obviously, it's not protocol. I don't know why. I would love to be able to do that. I don't know what the ramifications legally would be for doing that. I would think that, you know, I mean, once they get on your home soil, I don't know what inalienable right it they're granted all of a sudden, where they have to have due process in a court and before you can get rid of them. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but maybe if we just had a doctor on the show that could make sense of all. Oh, we have Dr. Joel Schultz on the show. Maybe he can make sense of this for us.
Well, as Gomer Pyle said, Brett, you're just hateful, hateful, hateful. I will say we do need to be careful about taking these examples. It's kind of like, you know, whenever a cop is bad, we say, well, there's one bad cop. It doesn't reflect on all cops. And so we need to be careful about saying that, you know, this guy is, it represents the other however many 12 or 15 million that came across during the Biden era. However, he's absolutely an example of the crisis in the immigration situation that's happened over the last many years, really, and across multiple administrations. But, you know, one thing, probably an answer to your question, Brett, why don't they ship them off? Well, they got the app, because they all seem to have operating cell phones pretty well, and they ask for asylum. And so, you know, they're caught up in this cycle of, oh, yeah, we're going to wait and see if you're being persecuted back home. And I hope we get back to the point where we can take legitimate asylum claims and process those in an orderly manner. But right now we're just trying to build a dam to stop the flood. And to say how emblematic this is of the problem, as you cited, you know, his criminal history here and outstanding warrants. I read another article that said, as kind of an addendum to this, that in 48 shelters in New York City, there are 3,219 migrants and 4,884 arrests. So there's those are arrests. Those are known crimes where an arrest was made. So 100-something%, obviously multiple offenders in there, but it's problematic. And a lot of crimes that don't get reported are crimes against other immigrants. And so if we're looking at humanitarianism, who's really being victimized out there besides citizens who have a clear right to be here. The other thing I would say about that event, and I guess they just have cameras all over the places, more and more just happen to get this on camera. But the accomplice that was riding the moped, this is not a funny incident, but it's funny that the getaway car is a moped. But the other guy on the scooter, you notice the way if you look at the video, he parks in, points at the victim. He's not poised for a getaway. So it wouldn't surprise me at all if murder was on the mind of this attacker, because there was no preparation for getting away from the scene. So it's a horrific thing. Glad our officer got a couple of shots off, and hopefully you'll be all right and be able to return to duty. That's doubtful, but I hope so.
See, I told you the doctor would clear it up for us, Brett. There you go. All right. We appreciate it, Dr. Schultz.
And yet no call from the White House. None.
Yeah. And Dr. Schultz, quit confusing the issue with facts.
Yeah. Oh, am I on the wrong podcast?
Hey, radio show. Just remember, every time I hear the word podcast, I think of these 15-year-old kids running podcasts out of mom and dad's basement, right? So... But,
I think of Stephen Colbert, you know, he's got the best.
Okay. All right. So anyhow, thanks guys for shedding light on this. And hey, the people that watch the show, we want you to be among the smartest people in the room when it comes to the news. Of course, we give it from a law enforcement perspective, but we make no apologies for that. We're still covering it trying to provide you guys with expert commentary. Hey, we're coming up on our first commercial break, guys, so stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, guys, it's time to talk about our favorite title sponsor, Gauls at Gauls.com. And you know, as police officers, we all know we can get our gear from a lot of different sources. And then when you throw the online mix into it, the choices are almost endless, right? But I want to remind everybody that's listening or watching the show about the importance of supporting the organizations and the companies that actually support law enforcement. And I don't know of a company that does that better than Gauls at Gauls.com. Even their motto is proud to serve those who serve, which of course they do in spectacular fashion. So when you're looking for gear, please go to our title sponsor at Gauls.com. And they have gift cards. We give away a couple every week on the show. We're actually giving one away today. So hook up your family, friends, and loved ones with a new Gauls gift card, and they will be your new best friends at Gauls.com. You know, they've got discounts and free shipping and all kinds of stuff going on all the time. Brett's a big fan, too. And Brett always says they pretty much have everything but guns and ammo at Gauls.com, which they do. So again, if you haven't been there lately, it is a new Gauls. Go to thegauls.com. You'll be glad that you did. Welcome back, Leo Roundtable at leoroundtable.com. We're talking about our ICE guy that got, you know, shot in New York, face and in the forearm, I believe. I he's in stable condition. I hope he's going to be okay. I hope there's no serious, after effects, you know, from what he went through. Brett, your mic's open. Did you have something that you wanted to add on that? No. We'll open up your mic since we've been listening to you clearing your throat for like the last couple of minutes and stuff. You know, might as well just keep it running, you know. But what I was gonna ask you is just that. Let me ask you. There's some people that take this stuff very seriously. Yeah, you're lucky, Dr. Schultz, it wasn't your mic. But there's some people that take this stuff very. So let me ask you this: the what portion of Americans, and Brett, you know, this is directed at both of you guys. So open up your mic. So what portion of Americans, if you said, look, we consider this an invasion. So I'm talking about people coming illegally across the border, and this is an invasion of our country. And if you put up remote controlled armament, so you've got guns and ammo that is remotely controlled, and you offered citizens a chance to be able to man the gun and to mow down people trying to come over illegally, what percentage of Americans do you think would take you up on that offer?
I hope none.
I agree.
I hope
you don't think anybody. You don't think anybody.
Oh, sure, of course, somebody. Because at either end of the left and right, there's the, you know, in the spectrum, there's the absolute nutcase crazies, of course. But I wouldn't think it'd be more than a couple of thousand.
I noticed you kind of slowed down and stuttered when you came out with that figure. So okay, all right.
You know, even the militia type groups that are on the border that are civilians and including property owners and contractees, we're not seeing that kind of carnival shooting. You know, I don't think we're quite there, and I would tremble for the nation's conscience if we got to that point.
All right. Okay.
And like I said, I'm really hoping for a restoration of a good immigration system, so that people that want to be here, want to assimilate, want to be productive, can do so. They're fleeing persecution from other places. I want that to happen again, but we just have to stabilize it so that we can get that those reforms in place. And it has to ultimately be legislatively. And Congress on both sides just has not had the will to come up with a common sense piece of legislation to deal with those issues.
And you're right. That is the absolute key. It's got to be fixed legislatively. We certainly missed the boat during Trump 1.0. We had an opportunity for 2 years. We had both houses, and we really screwed the pooch on that. And I tell you, there's absolutely no excuse if we cannot get it done, at least during this first 2 year period. We've got about a year and a half left, but you know, it needs to be done. It needs to be solved.
And Brett's conspiracy theory about getting immigrants in so that they can vote and increase the population to increase representation in Congress, that's another one of those conspiracies that seems to be, makes a lot of sense. And in fact, is provable, particularly when it comes to census population counting for Congress.
Yeah, I've already moved on to the next conspiracy, because that, you know, that one we talked about has been proven. So I'm trying to come up with a new one right now.
Okay, have you seen how many kids those Muslims are having, Brett?
I have not. I have not seen that. Dude. Tell us.
Yeah. Well, other countries are experiencing that as well. And of course, there's fanatical Muslims. I'm not saying that they're all not, but anyhow, they have a lot of kids. Their families are huge. And so that is a concern when other countries let people with a Muslim faith come over, because maybe you're, 75% Judeo-Christian or, Catholicism or whatever. It may not change today. That's going to certainly change tomorrow, and we're seeing the aftermath of that. But Brett, I'm thinking about Edge Weapons right now. And I think you've got a microtech product that you would like to
show. Let me tell you what, microtech sent me a knife. The 7BP. I know that's a lot of, here it is. It's an out the front knife. It is probably the sturdiest knife I've ever had in my hands. It's solid. It's not light, but it's not heavy. It feels perfect. And it's got the activating device right where it needs to be. So when you pull the knife out of your pocket, your thumb is right where it needs to be. And out it comes. Very nice, very sharp, very well done. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of machinery.
So it sounds pretty smooth. Does it stay? I guess you've got a clip on there to keep it in the pocket, and probably a glass break maybe too? Or
yeah, it's got a glass break in it. It is so fast that your bandwidth can't keep up. Ready? You missed it. You missed it. There it goes. You missed it. Joel couldn't even see that. I'm going to do it again. He can't even, with the eye, he can't even, look at that. Can't even see it.
Okay, nope. I love it. All right, thank you. And Microtech, fantastic product, good stuff. Now, let's go to our next topic, guys. I've been holding this one. It's the KFAA.com. Dallas Apple stores kept losing their product. Now a police officer is accused, and the affidavit says, I know, Brett used to be an internal affairs commander, so he's shaking his head. Just thank God you didn't have this case, Brett, while you were with IA. Apple security, this is Dallas, by the way, Dallas, Texas. Apple security team, they noticed that there was a trend over the last couple years. 2 years, we're talking, guys. Product was disappearing from the stock rooms at the company's retail stores in Dallas. And the count variances at the Apple stores in North Park, on Knox Street, and in Galleria, they were deemed, quote, exceptionally high. And this is among the top 10 of all Apple stores in the company, according to an arrest warrant affidavit. So that's kind of like reading a statement from a coroner, because someone's automatically, dead, you got an arrest warrant, someone's going to be going to jail over this stuff. So the security team's investigation led them to a Dallas police officer. And I'm sorry, I got to slow it down because we got a commercial break coming up. But yeah, we got a Dallas cop in a world of hurt because of something stupid that he did. He did it for a couple of years, it looks like. We're going to cover this. Don't go anywhere, guys. You're going to want to hear this. We'll be right back. All right, guys. In today's world, protection goes beyond physical safety, and it's about safeguarding those on the front lines from what we call hidden threats. And that's where MyTech, a division of Compliant Technologies, comes in. Now, MyTech provides advanced protective solutions designed for law enforcement, corrections, and first responders. Their Eagle Protect Nitrile Gloves, they offer four-hour fentanyl and xylene protection, giving you peace of mind in high-risk environments. Plus, their MyShield disinfectants and sanitizers, they actually eliminate 99.9% of germs, bacteria, and viruses on contact. And we're not done. They continue to kill for up to 28 days, helping you stay protected both on and off duty. So when safety is non-negotiable, trust MyTech to deliver the protection that you need. You're going to learn more about how to equip your team today by simply going to compliantechnologies.com/MyTech. Again, that is compliantechnologies/MyTech, because the best defense starts with the right protection. compliantechnologies.com/MyTech. Now it's time to talk about Blue the Gold at BlueTheGold.com. If you're struggling with the ins and outs of warrantless searches and seizures, or if you're worried about the liability in case you get it wrong, say hello to BlueTheGold.com. They translate search and seizure doctrines into clear, straightforward concepts that any officer can relate to. Plus, they give the training for free thanks to BlueTheGold.com's free weekly webinars. Now, coming up on July the 23rd, tomorrow, Miranda and Beyond. You don't want to miss that. You can sign up at BlueTheGold.com today and join thousands of your peers in blue and step up your legal game, because, frankly, you and your agency cannot afford not to. Again, that is at BlueTheGold.com. Welcome back to Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host. We are joined by Chief Joel Schultz and Captain Brett Bartlett. So thanks for being on the show, gentlemen. Hey, we left off talking about a pretty fascinating story. Dallas Apple stores kept losing their product, and now a police officer is accused, according to an affidavit, which is not a good sign for the cop. So I left off talking about the security team's investigation. It led them to a Dallas police officer. So Senior Corporal LaChow, who was arrested earlier this month, he is accused of stealing $37,000 in merchandise while working in an off-duty capacity overnight at the Apple stores, according to the affidavit, which was obtained by WFAA on Thursday. Now, remember, this happened over a couple-year period, so I imagine you could move $37,000 worth of merchandise, but it gets kind of crazy. The affidavit said that Chow in March was seen on surveillance footage concealing items in his Dallas police jacket, then leaving the store with fully loaded duffel bags of product. And look, that's just one instance. They've got a ton of video footage. It describes all kinds of stuff he was doing. It just made my stomach turn, because it's just a bad image for cops. The investigation was initiated by Apple's security team. They did a jam-up job after they noticed a series of missing product from stock rooms at Apple stores in Dallas, including the Knox Street location and North Park and Galleria. Now, the Apple security team then installed covert cameras that captured our cop, or off-duty cop, Chow, stealing merchandise. Now, the Apple security team, they also provided police screenshots from, this is where it gets good, screenshots from Chow's wife's Facebook page, showing that she was selling Apple products through Facebook Marketplace, according to the affidavit. And it says that Chow had been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of the IA investigation. And I'm kind of surprised they're doing that when there's first before the criminal charges are. Anyhow, Chow has worked for the Dallas Police Department since 2013 and was assigned to the department's basic academy. I don't know what that kind of says about his police capabilities. I am surprised that he was placed on admin leave pending the outcome of an IA investigation, because, you know, Brett, typically the criminal is going to be done first and then the IA. So there's no jeopardy of coming up with stuff that not supposed to make it onto the criminal side, because you're certainly privy to some stuff administratively that you're not privy to on the criminal side. But Brett, I know your mic's going to have to open for this one. Yes, sir. What do you think about this one?
I'd have to say, officer, you have been investigated and you found guilty of first degree stupid. So you're going to have to, you know what? We're just going to kill you. It's just, you're not allowed to live. You know, Chip, in my day, I've been guilty of calling people names. I've been guilty of giving a punch maybe when it wasn't deserved, but to cross the ethical lines, there's something wrong in his head. There was something wrong before he became a police officer. They didn't catch it, and all of a sudden it manifested itself in an opportunity, and he took advantage of it. But he's an idiot. It's almost not worth discussing. He's an idiot.
You know, there's some guys that could come to me when I worked for the union and I was a rep for a short while. You know, you can work on exit strategy sometimes. You have no chance for exit strategy. unless maybe you're getting him involved in work when he gets out of prison, you know, Chief Schultz.
Well, a couple of things disturbing about this. First of all, that he doesn't know that cops routinely look at eBay and Facebook Marketplace for stolen property. That's, you know, 101. Secondly, that he was assigned to the academy. Academy ought to be the best of the best, just like school resource officers ought to be, you know, super sharp and have lots of things going for them. But I'm afraid so many times these are like, you know, let's get them off the streets for Pete's sake and put them someplace where they can't do any damage. Well, you know, I feel bad about that. The presumption of innocence belongs to judges and juries. And I'm with Brett. This guy needs to go away. I'm going to come up a little short from capital punishment, but something short of that. And I want to ask you this, Chip, since you've done UC work. You had to do some type of integrity testing, right? Didn't you have to go through some polygraph and that kind of stuff?
No,
while you were in the field? The follow-up question is, why don't we do ongoing integrity testing, even if it's paper pencil? Have you been involved in any illegal activity? Have you been involved in any unlawful or illicit relationships? And just, you know, every year, have somebody fill out that form, bring it to their mind. Plus, at the very least, you've got, you've lied on a form, and that's good enough to get you canned or disciplined. So that's maybe a topic for other discussion. I don't know if anybody does that, but
Other than a federal agency, I'm not aware of anyone in the country.
I think it's a reasonable idea, but the union would flip over backwards. They just wouldn't allow it. But
that was my first thought.
I kind of like in the FBI, all those guys that were spying for the Russians worked for the FBI. They went through one test and that was it. You know, just there should be an ongoing thing. Some agencies, their IA does proactive tests like that, but Tampa never, ever, we just didn't have the time or the manpower. But you know, you go through the polygraph one time before you become a policeman and you never have to do it again.
But I got to say that even as great as an agency Tampa is, and Brett, when you get promoted, you don't have there is a issue. And it's not just isolated to Tampa. They don't train you how to be a detective. I mean, whether you're doing latent investigation or whether you're doing drugs, when you're doing the stuff that Brett and I did, I mean, really, there's, you know, you have to invent your own system of accountability in a lot of things. And Brett and I certainly did that when we were doing strip clubs.
It wasn't thrust upon it. We just decided between us that we would never go anywhere without each other, just so that we would be able to maintain that. And not that we needed it, but we just wanted to get, you know, just circumvent it, I guess is a good word. But, you know, have you stolen anything this year? Have you punched anybody? The union would explode with something.
It'll never happen. Yeah.
I've never dealt with the unions. That's foreign territory to me.
Yeah. Right or wrong, I would expect them. And you know what? I got to admit, if I was still working for the union, I would oppose it. It would be great things associated with it. But again, you know, we're saying that polygraphs are not strong enough to be able to use in court, to be able to, you know, to rely cases on bad guys if we polygraph them. I use it as an investigative tool many, many, many times as a detective. But now we're going to be taking that same tool that's not acceptable in court, and we're going to use it against cops and maybe get them booted out of their job, their agency or whatever. You know, I don't see it happen, but
I'll never take another polygraph. I wouldn't put officers through that routinely. Yeah. It's like mental rape.
Well, good.
Now, Chip, we ain't that the truth? Without flowers or anything afterwards. we actually, in Isaiah, we did one test, but we had a complaint. We had a complaint, and we set up an event, and the officer was fined. He didn't do what the person said he had been doing, so it was good. So that was one time we actually set it up. But not randomly. It was, you know, we had a reason to be doing it.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say, now an officer can always come to you and say, I'm being accused of this or that. I want to voluntarily take a polygraph. An officer can always do that. I've done it. I've seen it done to where they'll do that and they'll go through their union attorney. And that way the results of it are not subpoenable. You can't give it out unless the union voluntarily gives you the results of that polygraph. So that way he's kind of like, that's the safest way to do it. So let's just say that it comes back bad, or it's a, it's not positive. It's not negative. It's, I can't think of the word I'm looking for. But
unfounded,
anyhow,
neutral.
But there's a word where sometimes it won't show a positive or a negative, you know, for truthfulness.
It's just, got it.
But anyhow, that won't make it out unless you voluntarily release it if you go through the unit. So I have seen that done. Heck, I've done that with an investigation before, and I've done that through my union to protect myself. But so there are options. Final words, Chief?
But just, I know a lot of departments, well, not a lot, but some departments will have, computerized database of complaints and use of force, and they can notice patterns and maybe kind of do preemptive. But it seems like that IA, and I know, you know, it's a bad taste in a lot of people's mouths, is always reactive and not proactive in continuing to inculcate ethics and honesty and integrity, as a pervasive value. We just kind of assume that all these guys and gals are going to be doing the right thing all the time for the right reasons. But there's a lot of study been done on the reasons for corruption, and be curious to pick this guy's brain and see, you know, did he felt a privilege? Was it just opportunistic? Did he feel like he wasn't getting paid enough? And so, or, you know, that Apple is such a big outfit that it doesn't, you know, doesn't matter. Those kind of things deserve continued study for prevention.
You know,
I agree with that we never, once we find the guy guilty, we don't go into the, well, now I would ask them before they swore in, because I knew all these people. It's not like they're strangers to me. I would go, what were you thinking? Now, raise your right hand. That's over with. Raise your right hand.
Yeah, I love it. Well, guys, coming up on our third commercial break, stick with us. We'll be right back. All right, guys, it's time to talk about GunLearn at GunLearn.com. And, you know, as law enforcement officers, we deal with guns every day. But it's what we don't know about them that gets us into trouble. Injuries, civil lawsuits, accidental discharges, misidentifications, lost prosecutions, and even disciplinary issues. But GunLearn.com, they have your back. You can quickly become extremely firearm knowledgeable by simply learning 14 training modules from the convenience of your home or your office, or by attending the live seminar at GunLearn.com. You can also become a safe, accurate, and competent certified firearm specialist like our very own Captain Brett Bartlett here and attorney Ken Apianko. Now, the course has had huge success in raising the bar of firearm knowledge, and GunLearn has been a trusted source since 2011 by gun manufacturers, federal agencies, forensic organizations, and police departments nationwide. Now, the founder, Daniel Kelly, has got a deal for you. If you have your own agency, if you're a chief or sheriff, you can actually host a seminar for absolutely no cost. It's a fantastic opportunity. You can go to GunLearn.com to get more information. Again, that is GunLearn.com. Welcome back. Leo Roundtable at LeoRoundtable.com, the law enforcement talk show. My name is Chip the Block, and I'm your host. We're joined by Chief Joel Schultz and Captain Brett Bartlett. And just at the end of the show, if you guys heard it, Brett said something that he did something to himself that actually sounded like a word like he wet on himself, but I think maybe you said impressed instead of the other word I'm thinking about. I couldn't tell. It was so close,
buddy,
together.
You got a 50-50 shot at that one right there.
And notice, you know, I was careful how I worded that. Thank you, FCC, for watching our show. So anyhow, you gotta love it. Any what is that, three? Oh, look at the chief. He's giving me fingers now.
Third trauma.
Third trauma. Okay, third trauma. Any other commentary, guys, before we move on? Are you guys ready? Am I going through fast for you guys?
Ready to go.
Brett's ready. All right, here we go. So look, our next, well, look, I've been waiting to cover this story. We got a couple stories with video components. So at rumble.com, our favorite law enforcement video channel called This Is Better, we have a video showing teenagers robbing a detective, an on-duty detective, at gunpoint during an undercover operation.
What's up, man? What's up?
Count that first.
Let me see them shits first. I just want to see what I'm buying. Look, I get right there.
Oh yeah, he also looking for somebody with white girl. You know who got white girl?
Offhand?
Yeah.
Huh? I don't know, maybe. White girl offhand? Probably not. I might be able to.
He said he knows someone.
I might. How much you trying to get?
What's he talking? White girl. Hell.
How much white?
He you count it in front of my face, right?
Yeah, look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey, whoa, 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 who
getting out of the car, bro. Yeah. Take it with you.
Oh, shit. He called it. He's hiding in that car. Go. Get out.
This can happen. It's happened to me when you do undercover work. We're in Riverview, Florida, and this is Hillsborough County. I live within Hillsborough County. A Hillsborough County sheriff's detective was involved in an armed robbery during an undercover operation where detectives were attempting to buy THC vape pens, marijuana, and Oxy, according to the investigators. So the video shows the robbery at the Reflections apartment complex. Sounds like a very nice place to me, Brett. In Riverview, as the suspects demanded cash and they showed their guns, pressing them against the detective's body. Now, when you're watching the you've got a video going inside the car, and it's looking out past the undercover detective to the open driver's window where he's dealing with these two thugs. And sure enough, in fact, I'll give you the it's a short video. It's only like a minute and a half long, but at the 51-second mark. Out of a minute and a half long video at 51 seconds, that's where this thing goes south. And these guys all of a sudden pull out these guns and they put them in his face. He's got his hand out saying, no, man. He ends up getting out of the car just trying to do whatever he had to in order to make these guys happy so they won't shoot him. So it's a robbery. They demand cash. They show their guns, press them against his body. After the robbery, they hop in his car. He gets out of his car. They hop in. On both sides, driver's side, passenger side, and they can't get the car started. So they bail out of the car. Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, who we all know, Brett and I know, said that his detective was lucky to be alive. I agree. In a split second, Chad says that this incident could have ended in tragedy. The fact that our detective walked away unharmed is nothing short of a miracle. You're on it, Chad. You got it. HCSO later identified a 17-year-old and an 18-year-old. They're given the name of the 18-year-old as Christopher Samuels. As the two people in the video, the third suspect, Cedrian Davis, 18, he was the getaway driver, and they have surveillance video showing him picking up Cole and Samuels shortly after the robbery. The 17-year-old was tracked down and arrested at his residence in Tampa, and Samuels was arrested in Auburndale. And the 17-year-old, the young one, has extensive criminal history, including 26 prior felony arrests and 10 misdemeanor arrests and an active juvenile pickup order at the time of the incident. So has this guy not been adjudicated, Brett? I mean, you know, an active juvenile pickup order, are you freaking serious?
They used to do it all the time. We'd have these kids with these multiple felonies, and it was like they're out of detention before we're done writing the report. Now, what I'd like to find out is, and they probably have, is what's the origin of that Glock they had in their hands? Where did it come from? Was it stolen? And if so, from where did did somebody buy it in a straw purchase? I always like to find that out. Now, it used to be this, because, and hopefully it's changed, that we couldn't charge a kid with felon in possession because they hadn't been convicted. They have been found delinquent. Now, I don't know if that's still true in Florida. Hope that changed. But back in those days, we just had to let them walk on the gun.
Wow, interesting stuff. Well, guys, if you're ready, we got a second one coming up here then. So the next one is going to be at rumble.com. This is Butter. Dash cam shows New Mexico State Trooper fatally shooting Jesus Rubio during a traffic stop.
Stay in the car. Lift your hands. Shots fired.
Now, this time, we're in Hobbs, New Mexico. Las Cruces guy kills an officer, was killed an officer involved shooting in Hobbs, New Mexico. This happened on Monday evening, according to New Mexico State Police. Now, the guy is identified as a 28-year-old Jesus Rubio. The department said the two officers, they're doing a traffic stop, and Rubio, our bad guy, does not initially pull over. He eventually pulls over, though, And he opens up his driver's door and they tell him, hey, look, stay in the vehicle. Remember, we got two cops, one on the driver and the other on the passenger side. But our bad guy ignores the commands, of course, because he's a bad guy, right? And he exits the car, but he's got his right hand behind his back after he exits. New Mexico State Police said that our bad guy, they're giving this guy commands and they're telling him to show us, what was it like? Show us your hand. In fact, let me go to my quote here because Brett always says this. So the guy standing there with his right hand behind his back, refusing orders to stay in his car, exit his right hand hidden behind his back. At 1:26, one trooper says, let's see your hands. And the suspect complies by quickly pointing, and I actually put his firearm, but there was no gun. It was just his hands. But I watching the video, thought that he pointed a gun at them, and they light him up. They each hit him. They each fire at least one shot. He goes down and ends up dying. And there's actually some post footage of the shoot where they approach this guy, and this guy's done. He's done. So that's the way it goes down. Brett, you want to start us off on this one too?
Well, let's go to the very end when he falls to the ground and also goes up. It looks to me like the bad guy had his hand in a gun configuration just like this. I don't know if you noticed that or not. I would have taken a million pictures of that right there. So if something happens, I can go, well, see, there it is. I've never seen that before. But, you know, you give somebody an order to show their hands. Yeah. Sometimes you get what you expect. I think it would be better to tell that guy, again, orders don't work, but sometimes they work. Stop. Don't move. Turn to your left. Keep your hand behind your back where it is right now. Turn to your left. Do it now. And then you're building up the totality of the circumstances. If the guy now refuses, I think he gives you a better case. But I would have done what he did too. When that guy came out with that hand pointing at me with that hand in that configuration, I'm okay with that. I just worry about officers demanding and they just yell, hands, hands, hands. What does that mean? And if I do show you my hands, am I going to get shot for doing it?
I got to say that and watch the video. And I'm assuming that the sound and the audio, the video and the audio were synced together. But these guys got shots off fast. These two cops. I was so impressed, Chief Schultz, with how fast they got the shots off.
Yeah, sometimes you hear about, why'd they have to shoot so many times? Or, it's clear that each officer, and this is almost always true, you know, sometimes you think, oh, I shot because he shot. That's each officer has to make an independent decision based on what they perceived reasonably. And so they both thought, oh, my gosh, this is a guy. And I think this is, should be in a slideshow of, I have to explain to people what a slide is, but in some training video clips, because that body language, that's not the way a person normally gets out of a car to see what's going on. They read that very accurately, and I don't think anybody can fault that. And unlike you, I was surprised there was no gun. I thought surely there's a gun in there somewhere. He did all the things that you'd expect. I was impressed with their slowing down and not approaching. You know, they had backup coming, which New Mexico State Police doesn't always have, but they were in Hobbs, so they did. They had backup coming. I thought EMS got there a little too soon. They probably should have staged a little bit until everybody was cuffed up and stabilized. I was worried about whether there was somebody else in the car. I think they went ahead and made commands, which is good in case there was anybody there. And let's see, there was one other thing. Yeah. I thought their coordination was great. You know, I've heard you guys talk about the shots fired. Why, sometimes that really doesn't accomplish anything, but they were like shots fired, suspect down, cops are okay. That I think that's a great way to handle that for dispatch sake and others. So tactically, I thought it was pretty solid, and I think that's going to be a clean shoot, and good job. And those guys, right. New Mexico State Police are... they're tough.
Yeah, I was impressed. All right, we covered two good video component stories, so thank you guys so much. Big thank you to Chief Joel Schultz for being on the show, and also Captain Brett Bartlett. You two work very well together, and another great show. Thank you to our listeners for watching the show. And we really appreciate your support. I do want to mention the Wounded Blue, though, at thewoundedblue.org. Lieutenant Randy Sutton's 501c3 that's helping cops out in the world of hurt that are suffering from things like PTSD and other issues. So if you haven't checked them out lately, please go to the Wounded Blue at thewoundedblue.org. Chief Schultz, books. What do you got today? And what do you got going on?
If you want to help your local police department, get this for $15. I'm not making any money off of this. This is great for them to have in their squad room and in the bathroom. It's an easy read, daily readings, and I think they'll appreciate it.
SchultzCo@gmail.com, a shout out to Gauls.com, ComplianTechnologies.com, GunLearn, Blue the Gold, My Medicare, Safeguard Recruiting, and Two Bells. And thanks for watching the show, guys. We'll look for you back tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern, LeahRoundtable.com.